Well, it's a ho, 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 and a big welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of the show. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, it's full fun festivities all the way. And we opened up there with a slightly different Christmassy version of our signature tune, played by Mark Laughlin at the Organ Theatre in St Albans on the marvellous Freemanual 10-rank Wurlitzer there. Well, I hope that you're going to enjoy some of the festive treats I've got lined up for you, and we're going to stick with the same organ and organist next as we get things underway with a lively concert waltz. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Mark Laughlin there at the Organ Theatre in St Albans with It's the Most Wonderful Time in the Year, and it's really hard to believe that I made those recordings 2 years ago, and we and Mark going up and having fish and chips, and it was all a wonderful experience. And thank you to all the team at the St Albans Organ Theatre for their hard work in keeping the not only the Wurlitzer but the Rut going as well. Now, when I was planning the songs to include on my Christmas show, there was one particular song that I was backed into a corner to play. Although it's not a song that I've never disliked or particularly liked, I suppose I've sat on the fence with it. My ever-loving partner Carl absolutely adores this song, so I suppose you could say that this one's for him. It was written in 1945 by Bob Wells and Mel Torme. And it wasn't until the year after, when the Nat King Cole Trio first recorded it, that it became a massive hit. Known as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, or, as it was originally called, Merry Christmas to You, here is the Christmas song, played by Robert Wolfe at the fabulous Firsford Wurlitzer in Norfolk. That big, lush, paramount sound of the ex-Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer in the hands of its resident organist, Robert Wolfe. What a combination, and a combination that I hope that will be strong for many more years to come. And I hope that the Wurlitzer is kept in fine fettle, because it's got to be in my top five of favourite Wurlitzers. Well, the Firsford Wurlitzer, as many of you will know, is a 19-rank Wurlitzer, and so is the next instrument, but in a slightly different setting. Many of you will have known that Len Rawl had a four-manual 25-rank Wurlitzer in his home, but his parents also had one too, at Northolt in London. Theirs was a combination of two Granada organs, and although this particular instrument wasn't very much recorded, one particular favourite album of mine was recorded by Micah Waldridge in the mid-80s. Michael, of course, is well known for playing in the big band style, and that's what you're going to get now. But it doesn't start off that way. It sort of takes you by surprise. Anyway, here he is with that classic Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. The fabulous Michael Waldridge there at Northolt at Les and Edith Rawls' resident organ at Wurlitzer Lodge with Deck the Halls in the mid-80s. A fantastic track, and it just sort of sneaks up on you with that fantastic big band break on the English horn and what have you. It's time to take you back in time. We heard lots of archive material on Nigel's show last week, but I thought I would continue with a little bit of that now with two different sides of 78s, recorded on possibly the most famous Christie organ there ever was, the one in the Regal Odeon in Marble Arch. Sadly, not in a playing condition, but fingers crossed, one day we will be able to hear the 37 ranks of Christie once again. Well, we've got two tracks now from respective resident organists. First up is an organist's Yuletide selection played by Quentin MacLean, and this includes Pastoral Symphony, O Come All Ye Faithful, Mistletoe Bow, There's a Tavern in the Town, and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And then straight after that, we'll go into A Very Merry Christmas Part 2, played by Sidney Torch, and I'll announce the tracks at the end, but here we go with Quentin MacLean. First up, we had Quentin McLean with An Organist's Yuletide Part 1, and then on to Sydney Torch with A Very Merry Christmas Part 2, which included Good King Wenceslasness, starting with a carillon, Mistletoe Bow, again, apologies, O Dem Golden Slippers, Little Brown Jug, Jingle Bells, The Old Folks at Home, and Auld Lang Syne, ending with a fireworks-style scenario. You're probably thinking that 37 ranks of organ is quite enough, but that's not what the people who installed the Organ Stop Pizza Wurlitzer in Mesa, Arizona thought so, because theirs is 78 ranks. So up next is resident organist Lou Williams with that 1948 number written by Leroy Anderson, Sleigh Ride. Thank you. Lou Williams there in flying form at the Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, demonstrating some of that plunky and unenclosed percussion. If only every Wurlitzer xylophone was that rhythmical. Well, one can hope. Well, from the lively sleigh ride, let's slow things down with a personal Christmas favourite of my own. And it demonstrates a Wurlitzer that's usually known for lively, brash dance music in a very quiet and subtle form. I'm of course referring to the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Here's Phil Kelsall at the console with an absolutely delightfully, beautifully crafted version of Silent Night. It's not every day that you get to hear the flutes and diapasons off trem from the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer, but we did there in the hands of Phil Kelsall, and what an absolutely beautiful track. While staying at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool and joined with a Yamaha HS8, let's go over to a track of David Lobban, who's playing some more modern Christmas songs. The first one in the duo was made famous by Slade and its Merry Xmas Everybody. And then to that lively number, Jingle Bell Rock. Thank you. David Lobban there at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool with his Yamaha HS8 combining the two together for Merry Xmas Everybody and Jingle Bell Rock. Well, you're going to have to put up with the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer a little bit longer because that's where this week's show is going to end. Now, I remember when all of my interest in the theatre organ kicked off, one of the first Christmas albums I ever bought, which was still available online, was the one recorded in the late 60s by Reginald Dixon on the Reader's Digest label. I've always thought that these two albums that Reader's Digest recorded captured the Wurlitzer better than anybody else has done since or previously. And on this particular track, Reg is joined by the John McCarthy chorus for what I think is just Christmas magic all over. With that wonderful Christmas standard to end this week's show, here's Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. We're walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is passing round.
You say, are you married? We'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. We're walking in a winter wonderland.
Reginald Dixon and the John McCarthy chorus, and there's something really wonderful about that track that just sums up everything that's great about Christmas. Well, we're approaching the end of this week's show. Thank you very much once again for everybody's support over the last year. It's been really wonderful, and I long may it continue. And I hope that you'll join me next week where we have our usual year in review show, where we look back at some things that have happened over the last year, some things which I haven't put out yet, but I will certainly do so next week. So before we leave you with the signature tune, on behalf of Nigel Ogden, John Leeming and myself, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And if you're not seeing family or friends over the Christmas period, a very Merry Christmas indeed to you especially. So from me, Damon Cox, that's where we leave it this week, and I'll see you next Thursday at 8 p.m. Bye for now.